Well, how good's this? A pod by the big men of the competition and women. For too long, ruckmen have been seen and not heard, told to get knees in the back, sit in the hole, shut up in meetings, no opinions. Well, it's bullshit and it's got to stop. This is 200 plus. Get your knees up, boys. Yes, it is 200 plus. Wild Thing Draper, Hot Dogs, Gorringe,
yep.
Nick Butler. Hot dogs. How are we, boys?
Better now being called Hot Dogs.
Yeah, you're the new Hot Dogs. You're bigger and better.
I can feel that we're talking about Big Brother Hot Dogs.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, loved him.
What's going on in your big man worlds?
Just the usual, really, but a bit of this, a bit of that. But I'm going well.
Good. We're getting a sauna in Producey.
Yeah.
That's, actually?
Where we are.
Yeah, a sauna.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're trying to get Budgie Smuggler involved and Little Hutchie, but
we just want it. It's healthy to be...
So it's just a request, not to life or productivity or anything? Or
no,
just
Dill didn't rule it out. Little Hutchie didn't rule it out, and Drapes and I are big on it, and think it's important. So it'll be in next week.
So we do an episode in the sauna.
I'd love that.
Love that. I'm in for that.
I reckon Budgie could get involved, so it could be the Budgie Smuggler sauna.
Yeah, get involved
if
big
they're
time.
Listening.
Yeah, hook him in. I'll be in. Yeah. I'll be in the sauna.
It's weird. I mean, that photo you showed me of your old man.
Sorry?
10 nude guys.
What?
10 nude guys in a bath, couple having an old cigarette back in the day, soccer photo.
Yeah.
But they look so happy.
They do. There was no Budgies involved there. They were
all naked. No, reporting top operation. Yeah,
now we're getting there. A few things to throw at you. You had a bit of a gill. Chit-chat pre-game.
Yeah.
That's exciting. Yeah. One-on-one with the man.
Really?
The big dog.
When?
The biggest dog in town. Before the game on the weekend.
It's like walking. A promo for Seven, like sit down with Drapes and get to know each other?
Shooting the shit.
In a sauna together?
No saunas this time, but it was just, walking down the race and then... gave a few high fives to a few kids and then look up and there's the big man, the CEO.
Oh, no.
So
not to do with anything.
Luckily, he hasn't listened yet.
Wow.
But I did have a chat to him and asked how he's going. And I said, when are you coming on the potty? And he's like, what's this about? And I said, it's a podcast for the ruckmen and women of the country and perspective from a high place. And he said, yes, I could be interested in that. he said, I've done stuff like that before. So that could be good. So...
Get him on.
I'm working hard. I'm working hard for you boys, getting the guests on.
Mate.
But
good straight.
You're working while you're working.
Exactly.
Which is unbelievable in the race.
Yeah, so Gil, he's on.
So he's on.
Yeah. I read your tone would change so quickly if he was in the podcast.
Yeah. No, it won't.
I don't reckon.
It'd be tail between the legs and he'd just be like,
legit. No, I've never seen any of that
stuff. I'm in too deep. I'm in too deep now. Yeah. I've come this far. I will reenact the incident with him. I'll get a ball out and say, this is when you... Duck your
shat
life. Shat him.
Yeah. Shat him. Never.
What's going on your influencer week?
Well, my life, what's happening? Lots has been happening. Probably too much to talk about right now. Flat out. Just spreading my wings across all platforms. So good to be here. This is my favourite podcast that I do. It's in my top two favourite podcasts that I do.
Yeah, good to hear.
So, number one.
You're looking sharp.
To rank them.
Thank you. Just come from... Where do you come from?
Came from a business meeting.
Okay.
Got the tight jeans on, so we know it's business.
Mate, they are tight.
RMs are on. Thank you for saying that. They are tight.
That is a good point. The tight means business.
Business, yeah. We went through
loose,
this.
Loose, yeah.
So you're comfy.
Yeah.
You're comfy today.
Loose,
you tight today,
casual.
I'm always tight, mate.
He's just business 24/7.
When I take the Dax off at the end of the day, it's not unlike the feeling of like after a footy game when you've had skins on.
Yeah.
And you have to sort of...
Yeah,
peel it out.
Where his skin's flat out. How about tracksuit pants? Trackies around the house.
Nah, I love trackies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are they baggy ones or are they skin tight?
Skin tight. I've got some work to do.
You're 24/7 grinding. You're just
switched on. I don't think it's healthy.
Man,
I think that's why I'm all uptight.
Drapes going to deck you out with your fashion. Yeah. We've been through this. Yeah. Okay. Look after you.
Hey, a bit of show news quickly. And firstly, Little Hutchie is really ramming his home. That you need to follow and subscribe to 200 Plus on Spotify or wherever you get your pods. Really important. Has Hutchie got skin in that game or something? But it's really important for our show.
Yeah, it wasn't a company-wide email again, was it? To ensure everyone's cleaning up after themselves.
He actually gave us a pump-up. There's been a bit of he gave us the stick 2 weeks ago over our behaviour, and I think you're on it too. We got a bit of a direct WhatsApp about, hi guys, just want to say you're doing really well on the show. And
that's rare.
It pains me to say I'm surprised and keep it going. You're on the verge of something great.
Oh, but inspiration.
What a toss-up.
Yeah, a bit of inspiration.
That hurt him to say, but...
It did hurt him, yeah.
Wow. Well,
thanks that many hearts. Appreciate it. It's good to see this here today. Flat out? Where is he?
No, golf.
Oh, golfing, of course. Swan Hill. Yeah, flat out.
Junket.
Yeah. Fair enough.
A bit of other news. Old Dan the Man Ripicoli got in.
Yes.
The big boy, the minister for chafe.
Yeah.
Big dog.
He did well. I love where he's spreading his wings legally in that area of the world, which we know is McNamara.
Hunter.
Hunter yep. Valley.
Newcastle.
Newcastle up there, yep. Yeah. Close. McNamara, Port Melbourne and Newcastle. Kind of direct correlation, Labour.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, so we got him in. We're probably his last interview before he became a member of Parliament.
I'm pretty sure he set the tone up there and intimidated his opposition. He would have to.
Be a big boy. He would be.
He intimidated me when the phone call went a bit awry, and that might have been the reason I was waving the phone around and we could hardly hear him. You got a bit of feedback about that, didn't you?
Yeah, moving on to feedback.
I did have some.
I did get some from my lovely family and friends that listened to the pod.
Oh, here we go.
Speak they loved that we got some guests on the show,
yes.
But they would love if they could hear the guests a bit more. So we need to upskill Butts over here on his technology.
Or he little Hutchie buys us some decent technology.
Yeah.
But okay. Like you did cut him off. Yeah, last week, Brent.
And he was waving.
Got a bit nervous and was waving it around. Yeah. I think was the issue.
Excited. Yeah. Okay.
I think it was because he got you on the front foot and he intimidated you early. You were just a bit rattled, I think.
He came across the line hard. Came across the line really hard.
That's a great analogy.
Thanks.
I pooped him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I sort of said,
did a gill.
Get me to the forward pocket.
Yeah.
I did a gill.
Did a gill.
And then. So that's fair.
Yep, like fair.
Technology feedback's better than your shit house feedback, I reckon. So we can work on that.
We can.
Yep. I got a bit too, bit more media feedback actually.
Unreal.
From Carlton Footy Club, one of your employers.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Car park action.
Or scan. Parklands action.
Wow.
So I'll set the scene. I haven't had a good.
I was in a bush.
It's a bit like that. It involves some bush, right? So I haven't had a great couple of weeks in the media.
I think we're potting.
I think we're potting well.
Mm-hmm.
Producer stuff going well. Family life okay. Traditional journalism middling.
Okay.
Right. Possibly could be delisted pretty soon. So here's the thing. Roll in on Monday. Didn't have to do the scan shift, thank Christ, because I stuffed that up last week.
They go,
easy one for you, Butts. You're heading out to Carlton. Nick Newman speaking at 10 o'clock. No training, just speak to Nick Newman. Good bloke, ahead of Carlton Collingwood on Sunday.
Mm.
I go, beauty, Carlton 10 o'clock. They even gave me a screenshot of an email. Says, media, be at gate 2, 9:55. We'll let you in. Set up, you do Nick Newman in the forward pocket and bugger off. Sweet. I was all fired up. Had a coffee. I got there at 9:40. Sitting in the car, listening to some radio, a bit of Instagram. What am I going to ask Nick Newman? Because he's a good bloke.
Bit of radio, right. And Instagram.
Yeah, just
getting really prepped
just
for
in the,
it.
In the zone. Because I like to ask good questions, right? And it's probably 9:42. And I go, all right, better get out of the car. Ring the cameraman. Mate, are you all good with this? We go in, we shoot. He goes, yep, all good, all good. Just about to set off to walk around the gate too. And I'm like, jeez, I need a piss. And it's not one that I can... I don't know if it's a mental weakness. I've got a mouse bladder, but I'm like, this is going to irk me and affect my questioning. I've got to have a piss. So I thought, I can't go on a palm tree in the parkland. So I'll just hop around the 3K track and there's a public dunny. All good. Go and do that and come back and I'll be there by 9:55. So I go over wee. Wander through and I'm like, we're cutting it a bit fine, but it's 9:54. I get to the gate and they've all gone in.
Oh,
right?
No.
Willie Batulis, the Carlton media manager's premature entry, let them all in, and I'm sitting there at the gate in the parklands going, what the fuck? Right? And the other bit to this story, I know it's a long story, but sorry, I've got a dodgy phone. I've got a shit phone.
Yeah, we know.
I've got a shit phone and a 15-month-old that pulls the plug out, right? And
it's more than shit. It's like an iPhone 3.
Yeah, it's shocking, I think, right?
Update it. Yeah.
And I think he's looked up some sites on there or something because it drains so quick. I think it's got a virus. I think
he's looked up some questionable stuff on there.
My son, looking up sites.
Nevertheless, right? I go, right, the press hasn't started. Newman doesn't speak till 10. I'll just ring Wilbur Tallis from Carlton and I'll get let in. So I ring him with my 3%. G'day, Will. Nick Butler, mate, I'm here. I was here at 9:54. You've let him in early. Can you just come to gate 2 and let me in for Nick Newman? I've got some great questions. Just as I was about to say great questions, the phone dies. And so the last thing he hears me say is, fuck! fuck. Right, and then it crashes. Right?
No.
So I'm sitting there going, fuck, does he know I'm here? I don't know if I got that across. I was mumbling a bit. Long story short, Nick Newman standing there in his footy shorts wanting to do a press conference. There's one other journo there, 17 cameramen, and I'm supposed to be there.
Oh, no.
And Nick Newman goes, well, what's going on? Are we starting? And they go, oh, there's an issue with Nick Butler. Someone goes, well, what's the issue? Well, he's out the front gate and it sounds like he's been attacked. And people are going, what? And poor old Nick Newman's going, what? And so this is what happened. Apparently there's a bit of an aggressive homeless man getting around the parklands at what it's called? Princess Park. And they thought he'd attacked me.
Oh, no.
And there was a bit of a search party. I didn't know this. I just went back to the car, charged the phone, thought, no problem. Sarah Ollie will ask the questions. I finally charged the phone. 15 missed calls from Carlton Footy Club. Are you okay? We're so sorry. Do we need to change our media protocols? Did the aggressive homeless man attack you?
Yeah.
I said, no, mate, my phone's a shit itself.
That's great. You should have gone with it. He said, yeah, so, he punched the shit out of me before. I've been in the car, just hunched over.
Yeah.
Should have ran with it.
So feedback was given from all networks.
Wow. Okay. So you owned up that it was your shitty phone?
Yeah, I said, look, I was there and my phone died. And
yep.
But you can imagine the talking to I got. I got a bit of a rocket heat sort of.
But why are you missing the key moments? Like, you know, between a window of 9:30 to 10, you've just got to be on.
Yeah.
It seems like you're missing at like 9:48 or 9:58, 9:59, you're going to get a coffee or go to the toilet.
I need to tighten up the media game, don't I?
Like, yeah, at 9:40 you're going, oh, actually I might go for a little walk and do a little, take a piss, do that.
So I know he's on at 9:40, 9:39 I'm going to piss and I'll miss that.
Fair feedback.
Yeah. I think Channel 10 need to listen and get your new phone because I've seen it die three times, I think, since we've been
here.
Mate,
I know.
So,
no. So I don't mean to make this. I know the media's boring to people, but it's an issue. Like, I've had an award-winning career.
Yeah.
it might be on the rocks. Okay. So, but that's good feedback. Just sharpen up a bit. Game on. Okay. No piss.
Yeah.
5 minutes before.
Get charge
your phone.
Just the bladder needs a bit of work. Yeah. A small bladder.
Yeah. We'll get your shotgun back soon.
Okay, so sorry, that was a long story, it was feedback. So
like
where are we at?
We have feedback. I have feedback.
Feedback.
I have lots of feedback. Alex Burns. Hello, Alex. Reckon we need a Ruckman's Brownlow, lads. Nominate a Ruckman of the Week. Bias and courage with the drapes. Winner gets a golden shin pad or bronze sausage. Pay homage to the great spirit animal. Mummy. That makes sense.
It's good.
There you go. Second thing, I'm a 191 centimeter operator. Not technically a pissant, but certainly not operating in your atmosphere. I was wondering, like the MCC do 190 to 199 centimeter people, get a provisional restricted membership to the 200 plus club.
I reckon they've got to do a few things first to get there.
Mm.
So spirit animal kind of activities and
something.
Play mindset. And
yeah.
They've got to pass a few tests, I reckon.
I like that.
And then we can get them in.
Have a sauna with us.
Yeah, sauna. Yeah, you'll be on sauna this episode. I like that.
Yep.
The next one, Jesse Henderson just said, well done to Dan Repicoli.
Yep.
Said getting around here massively.
That's okay.
Jake Thomas, fellow 6'8 giant here. Forgot my shin guard one game, so I had to stop in the Woolies on the way to the ground and bought a 6-pack of kitchen sponges. Taped them up with sports tape, and they work so well, I used it for the whole year. Can recommend.
That's unbelievable.
What?
Give that man a prize. What prizes do we have?
What do we
cheeky
have?
Monkey sponges. Voucher. I've got a cheeky monkey voucher.
Yeah,
$50. He
love
gets that.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Six sponges to the shin guard.
Can you just imagine that pre-game?
Be terrible.
Someone's like, what are you doing? Oh, don't worry.
Be terrible.
There was a VFL club trying to do that about 3 weeks ago, I'm told. Fashioning shin guards.
Really?
Yeah, it's a problem.
Okay.
They didn't know what to do, but the sponges is a good one.
Okay.
Sponges is good.
It would absorb, doesn't really protect.
It's just a big effort. Like, what are you getting before the game? Lollies, Gatorade, 6 sponges.
Can we just imagine?
And some tape, some gaffer tape.
Imagine how that would look on the shin.
Terrible. imagine he went, that on his shin and then socks down. Just the worst look ever. Shin guard watch here. Big shin guard watch. Big boy Tom DeConning with the double shin pad tonight. Socks down. Little negative takeaway. But the confidence the young bloke has to pad like he's facing a fast bowler. Respect that. What on him?
Yeah, sharp-eyed.
Yeah, okay. It's good.
They don't miss.
Yeah, they don't.
We're loving the shin guard watch.
People
we're getting a few in.
Heaps in.
Big TDK is going well. He's playing fearless. So he can rock the double shin pad.
Yeah, double shin. Yeah, interesting double shin pad.
So
yeah.
I'm still not... Sold on that. But I've got one here too. Have you got more, guys?
No, I'm
been given this one. It's like it's a bit like my story. You almost need a box set of this one we got sent through from at Riley Gigney on Insta. So this guy's fair dinkum taken half a day to write this, but it's such a good story. We're gonna go with it, right? So at the next centre bounce, I could tell the fill-in ruckman hadn't done this before, as he positioned himself about 1.5 metres away from the edge of the circle. The umpire threw up the ball. My opponent took no more than two steps before he was parked directly under the footy. I used the full length of my half of the centre circle and launched myself upwards.
Great.
Eyes only for the footy. I felt a massive boost as I springboarded off my opponent, getting a soft hand of the ball to serve up my rover an absolute meat pie. Beautiful. In his pocket. We're off. He burst into space and drilled a bullet straight into our full forward's chest as he led up from the goal square. The whistle blew. Why did the whistle blow? Naturally, myself and the other rover embraced to appreciate each other's work. Bring it back, said the umpire, were the words. We turned around in we turned around in disbelief. What had happened? The umpire declared it was a free kick to the other team in the centre. What the fuck, I said. I approached the umpire and politely requested an explanation. He said to me that my knee had made contact with the top of the other ruckman's shoulder, which is prohibited contact. I had no words, eyes only for the footy, and I've given away a free kick by sitting on this pretender's head. What's your thoughts on this? Personally, I've never felt more robbed in my life. Right. That is a wonderful essay.
I think we found a young Shakespeare.
Yeah,
first. That's unbelievable.
That had it all. That I was drawn in.
I stuffed up the reading a bit, but you could...
No, I got the gist of it. It was great. Is it really prohibited?
Nah.
Knee on the shoulder?
Nah.
Feel no, it's not, under.
But occasionally you just get a ruckman that sort of... an umpire that just shits himself with the contact.
Yeah. Sometimes it has happened to me as well. If the other ruck stays down and you jump over them, you might accidentally touch them high or whatever, but and they call a free kick. It is pretty flattening, but a well-written story. I love that.
It's a wonderful story.
News great.
And while we're sort of tingling and up and about, so we have some show news.
Ooh.
We've officially been joined by a shin guard.
Wow.
So crack into the goodies.
Wow.
Oh my.
It's Christmas.
It is Impact Armour. This isn't your garden variety rebel half shin protecting shin guard.
Not sponges.
Now just talk to me, boys. A bit like the guy that just sent us the Shakespeare. Tell me what you're feeling as you unpack these Impact Armour beauties.
I feel like I could jump through a wall. super powerful right now.
It's a nice shin guard. Soft on the inside.
That's what you want.
Hard
soft
on the outside.
And it's got a sheath, like a neat sock.
What's that? A sock?
Holds it in place.
Oh, mate, it's not a tape outside. Job.
Oh, this is revolutionary.
You might have to put this on. You got the skin tight jeans. I'll put it on.
I'll put it on. 100%.
So on the box, it says fight, contest, compete, repeat.
You could write that on your wrist tape.
I'm ready.
Eat, sleep, ruck, contest, repeat. That's what I say.
All right, we've got Goz trying it on.
Yeah, try it on. Over the jeans. Oh,
sorry.
Get the RMs off.
Taking the boots off. Busy day. I had the boots on today because I had a busy day in work. Pretty busy spreading my wings.
Oh, that just looks beautiful.
Oh, look at that.
That is snug.
Hey, Drapes, punch it. Don't feel a thing.
Oh, yeah.
That is great.
Someone jumping into me.
Wouldn't know.
Yeah.
How light is it? So the Impact Armour. Had you heard of Impact Armour?
Yes, I actually have. I was scrolling through Facebook and then I noticed a targeted ad came up and it was this
targeted
targeting.
Yeah.
They were obviously listening to us, but this is huge. This is revolutionary for the rucks.
It smells. It's got that new car smell. I just love it. Does protect the whole shin.
I smell the book.
I don't know if we can buy shares in this company, but I'm loving what I'm unpacking
because we're getting a lot of DMs about people. With shin guards.
Just clonk himself in the head with it.
Shin guard suggestions. People want to know what they should get.
That's great.
Well, here's your answer.
Impact Armour.
I'm just going to go jump into things after this.
Mate.
Car's out in the street. I'm going to jump into the car. Into random cars.
Go have a couple at the old Rising Sun and jump into each other at
as
the
if
bar.
We're not. Yeah. Because you know how I'm down at the park every time we record and you know I'm there and you guys aren't. I'm practicing ruck. Now we can all just jump into each other. No footies, just three-way.
And even the thing, love a ruck three-way. You can wash the sheath as well. Because I actually think my wife's thrown my shin guard out. It stunk. It was manky blood and that on it. They get a bit smelly.
Yeah.
Look at this beautiful thing.
That's great.
Anyway, so we could talk about these shin guards all day, but it is a wonderful product. They're on board with us. So friends, keep sending in the shin guard DMs and you might just find one in the mail. Impact Armor.
Love it.
Boy, spirit animal, because big Brent Renouf, despite the fact he was a little bit Adrian Quist, went so well and we couldn't quite hear him, there was a lot of good feedback about the retrospective spirit animal. Mm. So we're going to go retrospective again. And this man, he was a gun at Port Adelaide, tough as teak, sort of nasty streak, mark down the line, mark in the hole, punch you if he detected weakness. And now he's a great coach. Brendan Laid, how good to have him on 200 plus.
Hello.
Brendan Laid, welcome to 200 Plus.
How you going?
Good, mate. You've got Dan Gorringe, Big Sammy Draper and Nick Butler here. Mate, we have a spirit animal segment and we had such a hit with the retrospective spirit animal last week with Big Brent Renouf. We had to go again, mate. And you are 200 plus, although I think you might be 199 centimetres. You certainly played 200 plus and lived every value we celebrate on this show.
No, thanks for having me. Hopefully I can give a little bit back to you guys, see what happens there.
Mate, for starters, being a big man, did you, like, you've got an important role now in footy, being, you know, a senior assistant coach. Back in the days with Choco, did you have a voice? Did people care about your opinions on the game and game style and all that sort of stuff?
Not really. There's all that notion out there, that dumb ruckman, but... In saying that, Choco was very good. I did break my leg 2 years in a row and he'd let me sit in the coach's box, and that's probably where my love of coaching developed and my my love of the game. So he definitely helped nurture me into being what I am today, and that's, I'm very, very grateful for that.
Beautiful. Heaps to throw at you. The one I want to get to before I hand over to the boys, you played the game. You're obviously a very skilled player, beautiful kick, and you could play forward as well as in the ruck, but you had a nasty streak that we just loved watching. And Matty Richardson revealed on the TV coverage the other night when they were talking about the stand-in ruckman, and someone said, Richo, did you ever take a centre bounce? And he said he popped in there for one in his career, and you almost broke his sternum, and he never did it again. So we really like that. Do you remember almost killing Richo in his one and only ruck contest?
Yeah, I do. When I saw him in there, Mark Williams used to always say, if someone's in there that doesn't know how to ruck, you try and stick a knee right in their throat. And, that's what I did. I tried to get Richo, because I knew as soon as the ball left the centre bounce, I'd be chasing around the ground, and I wouldn't be able to keep up. So I tried to injure him, but it didn't work, and I was chasing his butt all game. So... a little bit of fun there, but that's, you know, the way Choco wanted us to ruck back in the day.
Brendan, two-part question here. Did you wear one shin guard or two shin guards? Because we're seeing a lot of double shin guards get around the AFL right now, and it's a contentious issue along with umpire descent and a few other things. So were you a run shin pad wearer or two shin pad wearer?
I was none to start with, and then got a few knocks in the shin, and... thought I better start wearing one, so I wore one. I could already jump off of 1 foot really well, so I was in my left leg, I had my right leg in the shin pad.
Wow.
And yeah, that's how I did it, but I couldn't jump off my right leg too high, so I only wore it on one side.
Amazing. Second part of the question, did you have to get a custom built shin guard? And if you did, did you ever have to improvise when you didn't have your shin guard? Because we had someone message in saying they used six sponges as a shin guard.
Six sponges.
So did you had a custom built type operation down there, or were you just improvising with sponges like one of our callers?
No, I started with a soccer shin pad, which only covered about probably a quarter of my shin. They're not very big. And then... yeah, I broke my leg a couple of times, so then we had a custom-made one that basically went from the top of my ankle up to the middle of my knee and wrapped halfway around my shin. So other than that, that was what I had, a custom-made one.
Huge.
Hey, Brendan, it's Drapes here. I've got a quick question for you. So when you were playing, it says here that you might have done a bit of work one day a week. Can you talk us through that?
So I'll be talking to you, Drapes, and we interview you to come to St Kilda.
We were going to keep that, Mum, and now Lady's broken it.
Yeah, I'm just going straight there.
I was
going
to act like we didn't know each other.
No, to answer your question, mate, I did used to work a day a week. When I started, we still had jobs and trained morning and night, and then by about 4 or 5 years in, we went full-time. But I still like to get down and do that stuff. I even do it now when I get the opportunity. I've got a couple of mates in the building industry still, so whenever there's an opportunity to get a day here or there, I'd love to go out and just do something different, just, you know, stop staring at the computer screen and talking to the players and just do something completely different.
Yeah, beautiful. Would you recommend players to keep doing that now?
100%. I think you guys have a lot of football and you're at the club a lot. That, you know, it's just footy, and even on your off days, you're probably getting emails and WhatsApp messages or whatever it is, and it's just good to, you know, put the phone down and just go do something completely different. And you know, a lot of people do play golf, and that's, you know, a good half a day, but just to do something you love outside of footy, I'd fully recommend it. And, you know, if I was a senior coach, I'd probably really insist on it.
There you go.
Well, it's working for Drapes. He's coming in doing the pod every week, and it certainly hasn't affected his footy. Hey, lady, you touched on it there. Can you give us a little bit of an insight into the recruiting coup that you almost pulled off when you tried to steal the big fella from the Bombers?
Look, I was probably the last link, one of the last meetings the club had with him, and I don't think Rats could make it that day, so they, you know, wanted to get me down there, and I can't remember, we met or somewhere in Toorak, and we just went in and had a meeting and met his manager and had a good chat with Drapes, and he voiced a couple of concerns of the club he was at and, you know, what we might be able to offer at St Kilda, and probably a couple of those concerns have been taken care of at Essendon now with, you know, having a ruck coach and whatever else. So it was disappointing. He's turned into a very, very good ruckman. I think when we, you know, we're interviewing him, he's coming back from his knee, and he didn't know what was going to happen, but turned into a very competitive ruckman, someone I love watching. Probably not the most skillful Drapes, but it's definitely the most physical, I would say. He's very, very physical and something I used to hate playing against.
Hey, mate, I know you missed out on Drapes, but if you're ever in the market for a 30-year-old ruckman who's done 4 Achilles, I am ready to go when you need me, so always at your call.
I heard you're pretty good on the socials too, aren't you?
Stop, you're flattering me now.
Hey, lady, I've got two quick ones for you. Firstly, 04, we love celebrating that toughness and spirit that the ruckman have to show. How crook was your back? My understanding is you very nearly didn't play and you might have even needed an injection or two before the game.
Yeah, well, leading into that week on the Wednesday, I just had a bit of a tight back and didn't think much of it. On the Wednesday, the main training, I went out and only got through the warm-up and then couldn't do much. So went and got an ultrasound, a scan on it, and I had a stress fracture in my back, L4 I think it was. So they said, look, we'll jab it for training on Friday in the captain's run at the MCG. I did an under ultrasound at Olympic Park there, and they hit the spot, didn't feel a thing, trained really well. Next day, yeah, had to have a jab before the game and a jab after, and it was taped up like nothing else. But yeah, I got through the game and I think I played my role and, you know, did what I had to do to help the team win. But the next 6 months were probably the hardest. I couldn't walk. I couldn't stand up for long periods of time. But I wouldn't change a thing because it means I got a medal and a tattoo on my ankle and I'm pretty pumped with that.
Yeah, that's good. So you still get that reunion every year. Hey, just on your coaching, and you're doing wonderful things, and it was great to see you in charge this year when Rats had the missed the game due to COVID. Pretty exciting times down at the Saints, and in particular, you've got two probably of the most informed big boys to work with at the moment.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. We're in a good place at the moment at St Kilda. We've sort of tapped into a few different things, and they seem to be working. And that's probably what a lot of senior coaches do. They just try and find something that works for the group, and at the moment, we've found that, and hopefully that just keeps building over the period we're here. But you're right, two of the best ruckmen in the league, I think, anyway. Paddy Wright is, you know, 34 years old, but is still one of the best tap ruckmen. And Rowan Marshall's still learning his craft, but is just completely different to Paddy. And I think we've got a good 1-2 punch and something that's really hard to match up on for the opposition teams.
Brendan, so great to have you on 200+, and you're welcome anytime. And we've just signed a sponsorship with Impact Armour, which is like the Rolls Royce of shin guards, and they're a full shin job. So we'll get one in the mail and get it down to Moorabbin for you.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Thanks, mate.
Thank you. There he is, Brendan Late.
The king.
How good's that?
That was great.
We were worried about talking or revealing the Drapes coup, and Lady just started.
Got into it. Yeah. Address the elephant in the room.
Yeah, well, luckily Tom Morris leaked it back in the day. So
yeah,
it
was all true. Good. Oh. Yeah. Yeah, so that was good. Opportunity he missed with me.
Yeah.
All you can do is present people opportunities if they don't want to take them up on it.
But he didn't. He didn't say no.
17 more to go.
And he, like, the words got round the coaching fraternity that you're a real sort of hot dogs like Instagram influencer, which maybe comes into it if it's a 50-50.
It could be, yeah.
Tough kid, yeah. Resilient, yeah. Achilles.
Amazing.
Going to play every week. Yeah. How many followers?
Exactly. Can he ruck? No. Can Money he do ball. Social media well? Yes, get him in. Put him in the team.
Mid-season draft.
Huge. Well done.
Right, that was a spirit animal thanks to Magic Hand Car Wash, 13 locations across Victoria. He was a good one. Keep DMing us on the spirit animals, the older boys and girls.
He had a great career, I'm just reading here.
Gun.
234 games, 2004 Premiership player, 2006 Port Adelaide Best and Fairest and a two-time Australian.
And two broken legs and a buggered back. Amazing.
Unbelievable and career.
The best thing about him, well, not the best thing, but what I loved, he was assistant coaching at Richmond. And every Saturday he had off, and I'm talking he's like late 30s, maybe even 40, would go and play local footy.
Kringle.
Strap on the guard and would bag, he'd kick six.
That's great.
Regularly in the paper.
Good on him.
Laid six.
Wow.
Like, that's just a unit. Just and easy, a cabinet maker on his day off. That was interesting too, because there is a push now that maybe the boys need. You're a perfect example of this, that it's been good for your footy and you come in and you just forget about the game for a day, and Lady just said it there, maybe it's an important thing.
Yeah, I think so. And I think it's I'm hoping it goes even further the other way, we spend less time at the club, because I think a lot of clubs just try to keep you there as long as they can, and sometimes you don't always need it, so it could be better to have less time there and be more productive when you're there.
Wasn't Guthrie working at Cold Rock? Cam Guthrie was working at Cold Rock. Yeah, he was.
The Cats are big on that.
He was. Yeah, it's true. He was. He'd Because he's his own, irrelevant was what I'm going to say, but he was doing one shift a week on his day off to keep him grounded. And
like it.
Amazing.
David King used to do it too. He used to work at the timber yard, Mitre 10.
Crazy.
And he reckons it was good for him. Like, if he had a shit game, he'd roll up to the timber yard and just...
And belt someone with some wood. Just smack someone in the head.
You just got to have something else in your life.
Yeah,
and
true.
And he stands by it. Right, well, that leads us into Drapes' diaries. Before we get to pottery, I've got a little project for you for next week.
Oh. Yep.
Have you seen the movie Major League?
No.
Watch it.
Okay.
Yeah, I just...
We turn into
a task. Have you seen the movie Major League?
No. Who's the star? Who's
in it? Charlie Sheen. It's a sports movie. Cleveland Indians.
Major League.
They were really shit. They come good.
Okay.
But there's a central character, a loose unit.
Yeah.
A wild man.
This guy's the out you've been waiting your whole life for.
Wild thing.
Okay.
Here we go.
He's you.
Okay.
There's a sexy scene in this movie.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm hooked
so
now.
You watch Major League. This is for next week. I know I'm skipping ahead and we'll review it.
Yep.
But so I think you are a wild thing.
Okay.
I like that.
And you were imagining me in the sexy scene.
I am. I know I am.
Okay. Yeah. No, yeah, but I'll get on that. Yeah.
Back to the task at hand. Well, pottery. How
maybe we could watch it together, because I know you lost my invite to pottery last week. So we could watch this movie together.
Yeah, all right.
Sorry, lock it in. I'll be at your house.
I'll message you. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll get it to you. Yeah. Done. Pottery. Unreal.
Oh, wow.
I absolutely loved it.
Wow.
It was cue the Zen music.
Yes.
It was so relaxing. It was. I was just in the flow state. Went for about 2 hours, but it just absolutely flew by. So I don't actually have anything here now because I've got to put it in the oven and get it all ready. But when it's ready, I'll be bringing it into the studio. But I can definitely say I'll be going back.
Really?
What sort of emotion were you feeling? Like on the footy field, you look like you feel rage and excitement and adrenaline. Was this like meditating?
Almost, yeah. It was just, I was just getting lost in the moment and just really just caressing the clay and getting into it. But
now I'm thinking about it.
Yeah. But I did get a lot of DMs. The listeners weren't happy. They were saying, Goz isn't going to like this.
No.
This is fucked. Goz, why isn't he there?
I should have been there, but it's like I saw you put your stories up and I cried, but that was all good.
But it's not the end because I went with my girlfriend and she had a go at it, didn't quite get it, didn't really enjoy it. Don't think she's want to do it again. So.
Yes, I do.
Goz,
yes.
Will you go to Pottery
100%
with me?
100% in.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Get on my knee. Next step.
Keen. I'm in.
Yep.
I'm keen to do it.
Beautiful, like, chemistry between you two. Like,
there is.
He's playing hard to get. You're like...
Just, easy as. Yeah. It's so easy.
And no shame. You just keep buttering up. Like, eventually... He'll relent.
Sometimes that's my small relented. Talk. And he's relented. Yeah. Sometimes I'm at the pub and, like, you know, you have a small talk with someone and it goes a bit stale, the conversation. I just go, yeah, mates with Drapes, so whatever. They say, what? So, nah, it's just mates with Sam Draper, so all good.
Lessons in it. Like, if you're not getting a kick, just get to a contest.
Exactly.
Get to a contest.
Yeah, yeah. I'm
get
a lot of contests.
And you get an invite.
Yeah. Get a lot of contests. And now, look, I've got a crumb.
Yep. Mate, persistence.
What do I do
key.
With it? Kick yeah, a goal.
We'll tee that up soon.
Like it.
Bit of pottery. And, on the socials this week, there'll be a bit of an Instagram story and you can chuck in what you want me to do next and Drapes' Diaries.
Wow.
I'm all for it.
Love that. Well, yeah. I've sort of jumped ahead there with Major League, but a great show. Maybe we can all watch it.
Yeah.
Like Book Club, Movie Club.
Yeah.
And come on, you tell
it
me
it does
what
sound a little bit like Little Hutchie's priority pick, but...
It's
a once-off for me. I'm not going to bring a movie every week.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's just, I was thinking about the movie and then... The character Ricky Vaughan, the Wild Thing, and it just made me think of you.
Okay,
so
I'll watch it.
Do it.
Yep.
Yeah,
I gotcha.
Do it.
Righto. So that was Drapes' Diaries. Going very well, Drapes. Your segment. And just a reminder. So DM what you want the big Wild Thing to do,
correct.
And we'll investigate.
And I'll do it.
Saunering.
Done.
Hey, I'm going through. We do this every week. We give away a $100 gift voucher thanks to Budgie Smuggler.
We do.
When they tell us how to complete the sentence that we start off with. So last week we went with, I could have made it the big time, but ...
Yep.
So I'll read through some comments here and some are just absolutely wild.
There were plenty.
Again, you've directed them a lot at me and that's fine, but there is a good one not directed at me, which I'll get to. So... Riley Boland said, could have made it the big time, but I'm a 150-centimeter, 45-kilogram pissant that can't get my hands on the nut. That doesn't stop me from yelling, kick it long at TV as I sip my fourth can of... Okay, horse piss for this night. Thank you. That's terrific. It's to be lager. I could have made it the big time, but I had trials with West Ham under-13s.
Like it.
Wow, like that. There you are. Huge.
That was my mate, that one. That's in-betweeners reference.
Okay, yeah. I like it. Yeah. Deck Osborne, I had so many touches in my under-14 C's grand final. I got a lifelong leather poisoning... And the doctor said that I don't have to, that I don't have at least 40 beers in every night to control the poison. I'll turn into a football. Okay,
funny.
Fair enough.
It's funny.
I've
it's
got
a bit loose.
Couple as well.
Oh, Drapes, you go, here we Drapes.
You've been in great pod form here.
I was an up-and-coming South African ruckman, but had my hopes destroyed by a touring Australian team. I was a clownfish in a shark nest.
That's in reference to the damage I did to the South African national team. We played them and none of them had ever seen a football before.
Fantastic.
And Goz put on a clinic.
Absolute clinic. Had at least 12 touches. The winner here, Jack Tobin.
Right.
He wins the $100 voucher thanks to Budgie Smuggler by saying, I could have made it the big time, but I got a fake Achilles surgery. Dodoro sent my draft tapes to Div 6 clubs and my mullet wasn't big enough.
That's not bad.
Very good.
That's
good. Very good. So he's the winner for last week, Jack. And we have a new one this week?
We do.
Yes.
We do. So I love the Budgie. This one, there was a push from Damien Hardwick. I did a little bit of work with Dimmer the other day, and he... name dropping, aren't I?
Yeah.
Dimmer said, hey, you guys in the media, why don't you put your positive pants on?
Oh.
Right? And I said, so he sort of gave a bit of an up yours to everyone saying we're too negative.
And
I'm a positive pants wearer, so I... I think he said it to me because he knew I'd spread the message.
Very tight positive pants, by the way.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I thought about having a positive one, but it was just a bit boring. Like, what's your best feeling in footy? But we've scrapped that. And this week for Budgie Smuggler, for the $100 voucher, it is the most awkward feeling in footy is ...
Like it.
Because they just sort of come up when you least expect them. The awkwardness. I mean, there's maybe getting dropped. There's... shower time.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So I'll quickly tell this one.
Here we go.
Okay.
This will be good.
Love a story.
Year 2000. I'm 17. All right. Tigers have said, we're a little bit keen. Finish your exams, come down for an 8-week preseason. And I'm not in the AIS squads like you guns. Okay.
Yeah.
For me, this is a big deal. I'm close. Right. I'm with the big boys. I'm with the Tigers.
Yeah.
First day. And this is the other thing when you don't realize you've got to train all day. So we're swimming at 8 o'clock, weights. Training, Pilates, finally 4 o'clock, we hit the showers. And I've got through. I've been dropped a couple of marks, done a few silly things, but showed a bit. I'm thinking, this is all right. Day one, shower time.
Here we go.
walk in.
Check this out.
Walk in, and Dad had taught me from a young age, you've got to nude up. Okay, I learned that. He dacked me when I was eight and said, you shower nude. Mm. It's what you do. So I just didn't think about it, but I'm a schoolboy in a man's environment. Mm. Go into the showers. There's Richo, Aaron Fiora, and Aaron James. And they were big boys. And I was not yet. And my God, was it awkward. Like, if there was budgie smugglers, then I would have been putting them awesome. On. Yeah. I just needed a few more pre-seasons in that area.
Yeah, yeah. Amazing.
And it was getting smaller. I think the anxiety crept in, and it was getting smaller as the shower was getting hotter.
Yeah, you just turn around.
And then I thought they were looking at it.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that was very awkward. I'd never felt that before.
Yeah. Mm. I like that angle.
Yeah.
Mine's rude.
Little bit PG. Sorry, it's a bit PG.
Okay.
That was awkward. I mean, you're showering with the big boys, and they were big boys.
Yeah. Mm.
Woo! Yep. Big boys.
I know.
A little bit traumatic for you, but thanks for sharing.
We're still here. And it grows. It does grow.
Yeah, I'm sure it does, mate. You have to tell us, mate. We know.
Yeah.
Tell me, mate. I know it does. Yeah. You got one, Drugs?
I've got one. This one's probably just, a personal story like that one.
Not nude as well?
Yeah, not nude, this
not
one.
Nude.
No.
My first week at the club, one of the first meetings we have, I was completely unaware that everyone has set seats. I didn't know that was a thing. You rock in, sit wherever you want, like this and that. And then I get there, I sit in the seat, I'm like, okay, cool, this will be all good. And then a few of the boys are sort of nudging each other, like whispering, like if people look at me, I'm like, oh, what's going on? I thought that was, I don't know, had no idea, absolutely no idea. Meeting's about to start, 10 seconds to go, and then Joe Watson walks in, looks at me, and just points and goes like that. And then, alpha
get
move.
Joby.
And everyone just went,
Kenobi.
Everyone was just like, ooh, and just laughing. And I just walked very sheepishly to the back of the room.
No one was speaking your head, were they? Saying microphone head?
Not quite yet. That was my first week. It took a bit.
Bit of tough love didn't affect you.
Nah, but I just realized from that day onwards, you've got to get your seat and stick to it.
Yeah,
where's your seat now? Are you the big daddy seat now?
I'm on the kind of couch at the front.
Oh, couch must be nice. Yeah. VIP lounge.
Getting fit grapes.
So they've got this VIP lounge. I'm on that by myself.
Yeah, it's the VIP lounge. No chairs for me. But yeah, so you learn the hard way with that one.
Good story. Awkward. Very awkward though. Early.
Yeah.
My awkward one is when you're doing the membership calls.
Oh yeah.
And you have to say, "Hi, I'm Daniel Gorin from the Gold Coast Suns. Just want to thank you so much for joining up for this season. We're super proud that you're part of the club and we hope we do you proud." And they go, "Who the fuck are you?" Sick. Anyway, thanks for joining up, appreciate it. Then hang up.
That's the worst part.
Oh, I actually play, believe it or not. I start laughing. Nice, cool, thanks. That's the most awkward thing.
That's pretty awkward.
It's bad.
Yeah. So good, this will go off. These are going off, these budgies. Mm. Like 50 plus comments and really good integration.
They're really creative.
Yeah. Like we're trying to read out as many as we can. Some are short. One guy just said for last week's, "I shit myself too much."
Fair enough. That's
short,
an entry
short
though.
Short and cheap.
That's an entry.
Also, there was one I was would have made it, but I had zero ability. That was one of them. So.
That's an honest.
Yeah, we like that. One guy went a bit deep with me about the old auto cue debacle.
This is great.
Which was interesting because I called him out too.
You went back at him.
I said, "Are you right, mate?" And I said,
took it personally.
We're just getting over it, but it's good. I mean, you've got to.
Can I read it out here?
You go.
Yeah. So Dylan Robertson, 32.
Is it the Dylan Robertson?
No, I don't think so. Robertson. But I messed up reading the auto cue on auto cue on live news, and my co-presenter was not impressed. Google Nick Butler auto cue failed, and tagged me in it.
It's a bad fail.
We can probably
We'll cut it up.
Can we get that on the socials for the
everyone
needs to see.
So it just went for about 5 minutes. Like it was a real boom goes the dynamite sort of thing. Like I had nothing to read. And you know what? I was just starting to feel good about myself too. I mean, we don't want the whole blow by blow of the auto cue fail, but the irony of this is I didn't interview with SEN with Daniel Harford on this day, like 2 hours earlier, about the Crows or something. And someone gave him the tip off that I kicked six against Harford's team. So I was really pumping up my local footy shit stories.
Yeah.
So I'm like, yeah, lots going on at the Crows. And Daniel Harford goes, oh, and someone said, oh, you kick six. I'm like, yeah, kick six. Ring mum after that and go, mum, feeling really good. I said, I reckon I'm getting this media stuff. Like, I'm really feeling part of it.
Uh-oh. Apart from missing the interviews, I made it.
2 hours later, all hell broke loose.
Wow.
And it just, like, to put it into context, it was hard to watch for people. It was like a horror movie. Because it just kept going on, you know? And I'm like, please put something on that fucking screen for me to read. And it just kept saying the same thing. Good evening, Brenton Sanderson is under the pump tonight after Mark Rusciutto heaped pressure on him. And they're going, but read golf. And every time I looked up, it said, good evening, Mark Rusciutto. And I'm like, for fuck's sake. So some guy, I was playing local cricket about a year after it happened, and this thing's had like millions and millions of views and goes, it makes American blooper shows. It's one of the worst sports bloopers of all time. But some guy said while I was batting, they started off giving me shit about it and they realised it didn't hurt me too much. So then they were being quite nice. But one guy goes, mate, I felt so sorry for you. You're this new guy in Adelaide and you're fucking up reading the sport. And after about 2 minutes, he couldn't watch it anymore. It was making him feel sick. So he went to make a toasted sandwich and reckons he came back with his toasted sandwich and it was still going.
Oh, my God.
I love how you actually... Like, obviously, everything was going to shit, but you kept trying to improvise and then came back to square one and said, sorry, guys, about this.
Shuffling the paper. Because someone said, if you get in trouble, shuffle the paper. And I just kept shuffling.
Give them a cue, I'm struggling. Oh.
Yep, and then camera went to Rebecca, who she looked like she had a cat's bum face. Mate, old cat's bum
moss. She jumped off the ship quickly as well.
Oh, she did. So, all good fun. The postscript to that, and I'll just quickly get this in. So... I'm at my lowest ebb, right? Every dickhead in the pub's coming up to me laughing, going, you're that dickhead, because I was new to Adelaide. Like, I was, they were just getting used to me. But I got a message that night, like a doot doot, because it didn't really hit the airwaves. It hadn't hit the Advertiser or the Herald Sun or gone viral yet. It came back 2 days later. But anyway, I got this message, a bit of a +61465. I'm like, who's this bloke? It says, you did really well, mate. Well done. You'll be sweet. And for some reason, I was going to go, oh, who cares? It's just some flog. But I go, sorry, mate. Who's this? And I get back, Nathan Buckley.
Uh-oh.
Good on you.
Wow.
And I didn't really know him. I like helped produce one of his shows and used to get him a coffee. But what it made me think is, what a great bloke.
Yeah.
I was coaching Collingwood at the time. Probably went and asked the Collingwood media manager for my number and text me after the worst auto cue debacle in history. So Nathan Buckley's a great bloke.
Unreal.
And I've loved him since.
That conversation, he's like, can you get me that bloke's number? The one that, the one that fucked it up.
Yeah, idiot.
Yeah.
That's
anyway,
great.
But it's part of me now. And
it
you know,
is.
Bounce
Embrace
back.
Embrace
the night. You know, the next night, good evening.
Yeah.
When
bounce
well.
Back.
Bounce back. Get Look back on the horse.
It's all I put up on the socials for everyone to see.
So you're ready to bounce back this week after your last couple debacles you've had?
In media ones?
Yeah.
Yeah. Go early.
Yeah.
Charge the phone.
Yep.
Have a pee.
Okay. Yeah,
done.
Smart.
That's
your
formula.
Like it.
Hey, just about there, boys. Hey, Drapes, back to the motherland.
Yes.
Back to the Paradise City against Port Adelaide this week.
Very excited for this one. Love playing Adelaide Oval. It's a beautiful ground. So, very keen. A lot of family and friends coming, so it should be good.
Yeah, I'll be there. It should be good. So.
And you got your spunk back.
What?
Well, I mean, a bit of a weird.
Is this something to do with the shower or not?
No, you got your fight back as a team. You were in a bit of knuckle and you flew the flag. I mean, everyone came for you last week. We're just going to quickly have a chat about the Bombers. Your competitiveness was real good.
Yeah, I think that's something that we can take out of it. You've got to start every game with that. That can't waver. So get that right first, and then we should go from there.
You've gotten a bit of a knuckle with Lynchy, and there's some slow-mos suggesting you might have put one on your kisser.
Yeah.
We don't want to put him in. We quite like that behaviour.
I like it.
Yeah, I did kind of feel a little bit of that. I looked at the umpire for a freebie, obviously didn't see it, so play on.
So tough.
So you, wish by the way, you. Spunk just means energy and...
Okay.
Yeah, it does also
it means,
mean...
Yeah.
No. So go well, mate.
Thank you.
What about you, Gozza?
Just going to release a bit of spunk everywhere I go.
No, No. Mate, I'm sort of on a slippery slope out of the media. And if we could talk about Spunk, I'm out.
Yeah, true. Okay. No. Low-key weekend for me. Just watch drapes, do some, you know, things I like, some pros, some RFIs, and pottery on
watch
Monday.
Major League.
Yep.
Major League.
All over it. Yeah.
Love it. That was 200 plus. Weirder by the week, but the sponsors are coming on. Grab your Impact Armor, get online and get one of those. It's a beautiful shin guard. And follow and subscribe to us, 200 plus on Spotify or wherever you get your pods.
Hell yeah.